Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, the holiday homeowner who lost her house after police blew up old dynamite inside it is speaking out for the first time. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Terry Wojcik says she's sorry for how this has affected her neighbors and that she never intended for this to happen. The roughly 50 sticks of dynamite were her late husband's, handed down through his family, and she lost almost everything, including her home. She tells KSL TV, though, she's just glad things did not turn out worse.
They did a good job of containing things, so I've been so pleased with that. So, like I said, next week I'll have a nervous breakdown, and we'll see.
The EPA has also removed hundreds of containers of unsafe chemicals from the home. Wojcik says her husband was a chemist and collected them over the years. Investigators on all ends of this have said clearly that there was no malicious intent on her part. Live in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Holiday City Council met last night and discussed what did and did not work when their emergency crews detonated the old dynamite. Councilwoman Emily Gray says it was a tough decision.
Please know that the overwhelming response that I'm hearing from my people is one of incredible gratitude for the heroic efforts of your teams that protected us and our children and our friends from what could have been a horrific tragedy.
The city is now creating a record of all the damage to surrounding homes from the blast. Emergency responders are asking all of us to avoid Sugar House Park and Tanner Dog Park for now because of yesterday's large diesel fuel spill in Parley's Canyon that ended up in the water. Salt Lake Fire Captain Brant Handcuff says there's a risk for pets and their owners.
It's also an irritant on the skin and the fur of both, you know, humans and pets.
The health department is testing water samples from the creek, and it could take a week before those samples come back. KSL's top national stories this hour. A large-scale investigation by the Associated Press finds the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the nation over the last 15 years. The AP says the injections are given by medical personnel during police encounters. The sedatives are intended to reduce violence and save lives, but in multiple cases, the injections appear to have led to deaths. Media mogul Harvey Weinstein's attorneys are trying to get his conviction in California overturned after a New York court overturned his rape conviction there.
The appeals court says the judge who oversaw the trial committed egregious errors, unfairly allowing testimony based on prior allegations against Weinstein that were not part of the case. The court that overturned the conviction has ordered a new trial, the Manhattan DA saying we will do everything in our power to retry this case.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says the women who testified in the Manhattan case are speaking out and they're angry they may have to testify again. A woman was arrested in St. George, accused of trying to pull down another woman's skirt because she didn't like how short it was.
Police spokesperson Tiffany Mitchell says they were called to a restaurant lobby and told that a 48-year-old woman, Ida Lorenzo, allegedly pulled down the skirt of a woman she thought was a juvenile.
Telling her that she shouldn't have her butt hanging out.
The victim was a 19-year-old. Mitchell telling KSL 5 this sparked a heated public confrontation with Lorenzo pulling out a badge saying she worked for the state and would call CPS. Fifth District court records show Lorenzo of Santa Clara is facing one misdemeanor count. She was booked into jail but was released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
In other news this morning, well, let's get a look at traffic first. First look traffic, and it takes us back over to you, Andy.
We've got a crash in Parley's Canyon. It's the reason for the slowdown Highway Patrol is doing. It's the same spot yesterday where we had the semi that crashed and then leaked. Right now, still over to the left as well, so you've got slowing coming down from towards the East Canyon exit. And then once you're past it, you'll be fine the rest of the way to the valley. The rain slowing you down on 21st South as well between 56th West and Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Could the Olympics, likely coming to Utah in 2034, mean that we could also see a high-speed rail line in the future? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson went to find out.
Promises to have the Vegas to L.A. rail line done in time for the Olympics has many hoping for something similar in time for 2034 here in Salt Lake City. But President and CEO of Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games, Fraser Bullock, says the L.A. rail isn't being built because of the Olympics. It was already underway. Here in Utah, we don't have anything like that in the works, mostly just improvement to our current transit system.
A recent grant proposal for funds to work on future rail service in Utah was turned down, but officials plan on applying again in the future. Thousands of fencers brought their hardware to Salt Lake City for the weekend to compete in the National Fencing Championship. One competitor told KSL News Radio, this isn't just for the young.
Yeah, these guys are all 80 years old. Not only that, but they don't give up nothing. They fight for it, tooth and nail, the entire time.
Jonathan Jeffries faced seven guys around his age. He didn't win, but he got an award.
And like I say, because there were only eight of us, and they give medals out for the eight, I got a medal.
That is fantastic. Part of the competition will determine the final members of Team USA at the Paris Olympics this summer. Utah's sports scene is growing thanks to the NHL. But what could a new team mean for wheelchair athletes in the state? KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, I had the opportunity to talk to five-time Paralympic gold medalist Chris Waddell. And while he's a skier, he sees hockey as a new way for athletes of all abilities to connect and get over barriers brought on by disability.
I'd love to see that connection. You know, love to see that connection on the sports side. You know, from the highest able-bodied level to the highest Paralympic level.
Waddell says this benefits all athletes across the state, and he wouldn't be surprised if a sled hockey team gets formed sometime in the future. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
It was a quiet night for the state's former college football players, hoping to hear their name called in the first round of the NFL draft. But it was a record-tying night as six quarterbacks were taken in the first round.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams. The Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels. The New England Patriots select Drake May. The Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
The Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy.
The Denver Broncos select Bo Nix.
That last quarterback taken by the Broncos will kick off a quarterback battle, which involves former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson, who was recently traded to the Broncos by the New York Jets. Coming up, we have a crash on westbound I-80 at the East Canyon exit, just like yesterday. What's going on over there? We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new air conditioner and we give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads. So don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The main reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we're able to keep our guys and keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details about our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Utah, it's Toy Hauler Month at all three Paris RV locations. We've gathered three of our top-selling toy haulers and are blowing them out to you this month for the same price you choose. Get the 2024 XLR Boost, the Open Range 25TH, or the Cherokee 24 RRT. Your choice, $29,995 or $304 per month. That's right, a toy hauler for only $29,995. Go to ParisRV.com.
It's Toy Hauler Madness at Paris RV.
Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month. Zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
This morning, we're hearing from the woman who owns that home in Holiday that was destroyed when they set off the old dynamite inside. Boy, when you hear her voice talking about how she's apologizing to her neighbors. She had no idea that this dynamite and these other chemicals that her husband had stored them in the basement of what was her home We'll share that with you throughout the day here on KSL. Right now, it's 8:09. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
And right now, if you're traveling in the Salt Lake Valley, the biggest delay is along the 201 freeway at the moment. And right now, it's from 56 West over to 215. We've also got some backups now at the SR-201 and SR-202 intersection in Magnout by the Kennecott Stack. I-15 itself, at least for now, starts out dry and then it gets wet as you get closer to Salt Lake. But speeds are okay, at least for now, 20 to 22 minutes through the valley. Heather?
We now have delays on both I-15 and I-215 coming out of Davis County between 2200 North and the turnoff to I-80 near downtown Salt Lake. Part of that is just typical rush hour delays during this time of the morning, but we also still have very wet road conditions, which is adding to the slowdowns. The city streets have most of the congestion, however, and we're going to see that in Ogden, Clearfield, and the west side of Kaysville. Eric?
Well, we got a crash westbound I-80 approaching the East Canyon exit, right at the exit, basically. And this is the same spot where we had a truck accident yesterday. Today, it's cars, and both cars that we can see in the camera went off the left side of the road. One of them was able to pull away, but you've still got the left side of the road hindered by this accident. It's being cleared and some slowdowns going by it. I-15, Utah County, that's looking good right now. Northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, that's a 24-minute drive. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know it, prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
April showers bring May flowers, and we will do just that today. High of 58 with showers and even thunderstorms. 45 overnight with showers likely. 53 tomorrow, chance for rain. Then 61, partly cloudy, on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Let's see what it's like right now downtown. It's 48 degrees. The rain has stopped momentarily, but it's been raining all morning long, and it's going to rain for the next 24 hours. So that reminded me of this. Thank you so much, Gustavo. I love this song. My dad used to love him. I wanted to let you know that coming up in a moment, we're going to speak to Debbie Dujanovic. Have you heard about the changes coming to your school cafeteria? She'll explain them to us just ahead on KSL, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
And I said I didn't like the way he got things done.
Oh, hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, especially for you who are small business owners. Do you own a small business or thinking about starting one? I know that it must be a very unsettling time to be a business owner because there are so many things you have to protect when it comes to your data, your customers' data, you know, all of their information. Is that data safe? Well, I don't know, but I know who knows. Les Olson IT. You call Les Olson IT and one of their engineers can work with you. Sometimes it's, you even do it virtually. They never even have to come to your business. And I know some of you do eBay businesses right out of your home. Is your data safe? You want to know that, but you don't want to. You can't afford to hire an IT guy. Let Les Olson IT be your help desk. They're your help desk. You have any kind of a technical problem, any problem. I mean, they're in business to keep the rest of us in business. So they can help with cybersecurity and backup and data storage and, you know, network expansions. Maybe it's time for you to grow. And before you take that next step, you want to bring in an expert from Les Olson IT and say, what do I need so that I can really make the next step in my company? They can do security cameras and network cabling. And oh, yes, of course, they have printers. Yes, and copiers. They have that too. They always have. Les Olson IT, wonderful people to work with. There are 9 locations from Logan to Las Vegas. Find out more at lesolson.com.
Say goodbye to morning traffic. And hello to Rome, Barcelona, and Santorini. When you sail Europe with Norwegian Cruise Line, you wake up to a new city nearly every day. And we make it easy to get there with free airfare for second guest. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for
by Case for Congress.
Howdy, folks, it's me again, and surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Rejuvenate your lawn with the simple five-step fertilizer system from J&J Garden Center in Layton. KSL News Time is 8:16. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
some parts of the Wasatch Front have already seen an inch of rain, and we are set to get even more today heading into tomorrow. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the holiday homeowner who lost her house after police blew up old dynamite inside it is apologizing to her neighbors. Third, traffic and weather together.
I-15 is running a little bit sluggish right now as you come out of North Salt Lake and into downtown. I-80 westbound still has some slowing near East Canyon because of a crash over to the left. And we've got some 215 backups as well coming south from 700 North to I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers and storms expected today with more wet weather tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. And time for our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump is back at the defendant's table in his New York City hush money trial. Under cross-examination again today, David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who said on the stand that he paid for and then killed stories about an alleged affair involving Playboy playmate Karen McDougal.
The defense portrayed these kinds of arrangements as routine, standard operating procedure for a tabloid. And under cross-examination, Pecker testified he paid to spike a story about Rahm Emanuel during his run for mayor of Chicago and strong-armed Tiger Woods into appearing in one of his fitness magazines by using an unflattering story as leverage.
That's ABC. And let's go in depth now. Dave Noriega joins us. Coming up, it's Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock. We're talking about changes in the school cafeteria, Dave.
I love this story. I heard it when you guys were doing it on Utah's Morning News. And the idea is great. I love the idea of teaching kids healthy habits. I've also been in school lunchrooms. My wife works in a school lunchroom or has for a number of years, and the amount of food waste that is happening is staggering. You've been there as well.
You know what they did at a school I was at this week, which I loved, is that if a child took a banana or an apple that they didn't eat, they set it on a common table and other kids could come and grab it. That was the smartest thing I've ever seen happen with the before just chucked broccoli would go in the thing. Now, if you don't eat it, you can sit it there and somebody else can have it.
So trying to give options and have healthy options, I totally understand. Here's where I think we're going to run into problems. You can't have kids that are eating Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries in the morning come to school and think they're going to eat sugar-free Rice Chex. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So I'm more concerned about getting calories in kids and making sure there's full bellies versus, are we really thinking that in the 150 or 180 meals they eat at school every year, and that's it, you know, that we're really going to change their lifelong food habits? Or are we just going to have kids hungry throwing away food?
That is really interesting. Yeah, I'm with you. I applaud the idea of it. And you want to move in that direction, but filling bellies is the primary goal, isn't it?
I've seen too many hungry kids or kids that just want to get out to recess fast, throw away tons of food. Yeah. They estimate it could be around 1 billion pounds of food annually that are that's thrown away in school lunches.
But then if you're in the school cafeteria, Dave, you see kids that have major weight problems in first grade.
Yeah.
And my heart breaks. And I think, how can we help them with the little time we do have with them to try and live a healthier life?
And I'm not sure they're getting obese on school lunch.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. More coming up with David Dejanovic starting at 9 o'clock in about 40 minutes here on KSL. Right now, 8:19. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, North 15 delays in downtown just starting to creep up right before the 6 South exit. We've got some slowing on 201. It's much improved from earlier, but you'll still have to hit the brakes a little bit between Bangor Highway and Redwood Road. Down at the south end of the valley, it's Bangor and 9800 South that has some backups, but I don't see much else at this point at the south end. Heather?
The only delay for drivers in Weber and Davis counties if you're on a freeway is southbound I-15 between Warm Springs Road and downtown, as well as on the west side belt between 2200 North and the I-80 West turnoff toward the airport. That is due to a combination of the rush hour delays and wet road conditions. The other major freeways are all at speed, whether you're north, south, east, or west, but city streets have a lot of congestion as well, especially at larger intersections when lights turn red. Eric?
Well, we do have some slowdowns for westbound I-80 drivers approaching the East Canyon exit. That's because of a crash, same place we had one yesterday, and we don't know what would cause the crash, but right before this happened, there's plenty of sloshing around because of water on the roads. The crash is over on the left-hand side, so if you're heading out from Park City, heading through that area, just stick to the right. You should be okay with minimal delays, at least right now. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good. Elevate your home and yard with beautiful flowers for the landscape, porch, and patio from Olson's Greenhouse. For landscape inspiration, visit us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out cold and wet. 58 today with a chance for rain. We'll keep showers in the forecast tomorrow. 53. 61, partly cloudy, clearing out of here on Sunday. We'll go up to 68, partly cloudy skies on Monday. And mostly sunny, 67 on Tuesday. Goes to 72 on your Wednesday. How about Thursday? 77, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, it's 49 degrees downtown, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. I was sad none of our Utah football players, Utah-oriented, so BYU and Utah football players, none of them got picked in the first round of the NFL draft, but we'll be watching tonight. I'm sure their names will be called tonight, and we'll have more on it Monday morning here on KSL. The news at this hour is brought to you by Revere Health.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
When you think of Utah's homeless, who do you see? They are people with names and faces. And many are in dire circumstances. They are men and women and sometimes children. Many are living on the street, in a car, or in a shelter. Some choose to be homeless. Most do not. Many experience the challenges of addiction or mental illness. All are vulnerable. Homelessness is a crisis, one that affects us all. Utah is building a coalition of community leaders and concerned citizens united to end the plight of homelessness. Homelessness should not mean hopelessness. Learn more at projecthumandignity.org. A message from Utah Impact Partnership.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
this nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Your next Coca-Cola from the soda fountain could have a sugar warning if you're drinking it in New York City. A black and white spoon will appear on the menu next to food items with 50 grams of sugar or more. This applies to businesses with 15 or more storefronts. Chicken went off the menu for Chipotle employees for a while, but it just got back on. It was a supply-saving measure because the company wanted to preserve the meat for customers. Demand had shot up when Chipotle reintroduced Al Pastor as a protein option in March. Net neutrality is back. Can you believe that? The FCC restored the rule that once kept internet providers from giving preference to certain websites over others. So there's no fast lane anymore now that net neutrality is back. That includes throttling or even blocking access to sites. All right, let me get a look now at your money at this moment. Where are we? We're up. The Dow is up 185. That's a 0.5%. We're at 38,271. The S&P is up 53 points. That's 1.1%. The NASDAQ's up 303. That is almost 2 full percentage points. Wow. All right, coming up in just a moment, we'll check that crash that happened at the East Canyon exit on westbound I-80. Is that still a problem? We'll check that in the rest of your commute just ahead.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Tim and Amanda.
Do I look forward to reporting the news? Yes, insofar as it helps me understand what's happening.
We know that it's important information that's going to impact people's lives, and so that makes the job of reporting the news that day easier.
Utah's Morning News between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
You'll need a jacket this weekend.
A storm system like this, standard for April in Utah.
And maybe an umbrella.
Valleys could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain.
Don't let Utah's spring weather take you by surprise.
Get an accurate KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the 9s,
mornings and afternoons.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on 8:29, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Well, downtown roads still pretty wet. I-15 still slow going into downtown, starting around 21st South. I'm seeing a lot of backups on Redwood Road in both directions approaching the I-80 overpass right now in Salt Lake City. And the 201 freeway slow between 3200 West and Redwood Road. Heather?
Just a reminder for Weber and Davis County drivers, US 89 is expected to close later this afternoon. For a week, I believe. This is for the construction purposes, and even though it's going to be raining off and on this weekend, the closure will be in effect. But right now, we don't have any delays in that area of US 89 and I-84. I-15, very wet, a lot of spray kicking up from the tires, and a bit slow between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake. Eric.
Crash in Utah County, southbound I-15 in Springville, blocking off a couple of left lanes. This is just past 1400 North, and we are starting to see some slowdowns going through that area. You've got another crash on westbound I-80 approaching the East Canyon exit, and the slowdowns are there from time to time. They still haven't cleared that crash, which is in the same spot as we had a truck crash yesterday, this over on the left-hand side. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura M MDX. All-wheel drive and safety never looked so good. Leases at $589 monthly. Details text ACURA to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
I don't think we're done with the rain yet. We had some heavy rain in spots this morning. It's backed off for now right here in Salt Lake, but we've got more rain. In fact, we've got thunderstorms in the forecast for the next 24 hours. It'll start to ease off by late tomorrow. So let's see. Today's high temperature will be 57. Tomorrow, we'll only get up to 53, so a little cooler tomorrow. Then the storm system moves out and we start warming up. Sunday should be just partly cloudy and 61 degrees, 68 Monday. We get all the way back to 77 by Thursday. And right now, downtown cloudy and 49 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've had heavy pockets of rain on and off again around northern Utah this morning. Some of the totals have been impressive. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is keeping an eye on the weather for us.
The rain has been hitting Salt Lake County north the hardest so far, and some areas have already picked up an inch of rain, and we've still got a ways to go before this storm clears.
How much more rain can we see on top of what we've already seen? Well, I'd say another quarter to three quarters of an inch, and some spots could pick up another inch to an inch and a quarter.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we'll see rain and potentially thunderstorms throughout today and then mainly the first half of tomorrow before it starts to clear out. Some of the upper mountaintops could add up to a foot and a half of snow. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Today's storm is adding a little bit more water to our snowpack, which peaked about a month ago at levels well above average. We've already melted off more than 40% of the snowpack statewide, and our current snow levels are sitting at normal levels for this time of year. KSL's top national stories now. More arrests overnight at several college campuses because of protests over the Israel-Hamas war. At Emory University, officers fired rubber bullets into the crowd.
Let them go! Let them go!
Boy, that's hard to hear, isn't it? USC announced yesterday they will no longer be hosting a traditional graduation ceremony next month because of safety concerns. A temporary memorial for the people who have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war will be opened this Sunday in Salt Lake City.
This memorial will remain on the west side of Washington Square through May 12th. It'll feature Palestinian flags along with photos of those who have been killed since the war began. Among them are several relatives of Aziz Abu Zayed, who helped spearhead this effort. He tells KSL.com he grew up in Gaza before moving to Utah, but he, along with many in his family, do not support Hamas. Abu Zayed acknowledges the rising amounts of anti-Semitism in the U.S., but he's also concerned the Israeli response in Gaza has been too much, and he questions if Hamas is even affected by these military efforts. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District says plans to inform students about the new bathroom law are back on. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott has more.
The district put plans for a K-12 presentation on hold after KSL first reported other districts weren't handling the bill the same way, and the bill's sponsor said all grade presentations weren't her intent. Earlier this week, the state school board weighed in, saying it is up to the districts to decide how to handle the law's requirement that students be notified about the changes. Now, the Salt Lake City superintendent has sent out an update in the district newsletter. It says presentations will be held for grades K-5 and 6-12 before the law takes effect on May 1st.
Parents at Emerson Elementary School in Salt Lake City plan to hold a dance protest during the original presentation to give kids something fun to do if their parents didn't want them to attend the bathroom assembly. A team of 5th to 8th graders is bringing the Breakthrough in Innovation Award back to Utah after a big win at the first LEGO League Challenge in Texas. The father of one of the boys says the team had to create a robot made from LEGO blocks.
The robo has to be programmed to basically do different tasks. Every year it's a different team. Organizers come up with a team.
Wow, that's just fantastic. The Utah team, their name, the Electro Sloths. And they beat 152 other teams to win the Breakthrough Award. Way to go. Right now, first look traffic, and let's find out what's going on with Andy Farnsworth.
Slowdowns on I-15 in both directions coming into downtown right now, and that's on southbound from North Salt Lake, northbound from about 21st South. And then we've got backups on South 15 in Springville because of a crash blocking the two left lanes as you head from that North Springville exit down towards the Walmart at the south exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Streaming services can often increase their prices without many people even noticing. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt calls this subscription creep.
It's not just price increases that are getting costly, so is the free trial trap. half of all U.S. adults have signed up for a free trial and forgotten to cancel it. Again, it's worse for younger folks. 65% of millennials have missed that cancel deadline.
Gephardt says checking your bank account and unsubscribing from services you aren't using can save a lot of money in the long run. Inflation has impacted our lives in all kinds of ways, and that includes steep jumps in home and auto insurance. Insurance agent Bill Penton in Salt Lake City tells KSL-TV, be cautious when shopping for plans.
If a company comes in and they're telling you they're going to be half the rate of your other companies, buyer beware, because maybe they're buying business right now. In a year or two, their rates will be higher than what you would have been paying.
He says all the new tech in vehicles makes them a lot more costly to repair. He says getting tickets or being involved in crashes can cause premiums to skyrocket. Barbie fans will have something fun to do this weekend at the Fashion Place Mall.
The 2024 Barbie Truck Dreamhouse Living Tour heads to the Wasatch Front this weekend.
Can I come to your house today?
Sure. I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
It's a big celebration of the Barbie Dreamhouse, which turned 60 years old this year. A truck version is making the rounds nationwide with Barbie merch and photo ops.
So cool. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce says the touring Dreamhouse truck will be at Fashion Place from 10 to 7 on Saturday. A gym teacher is accused of using AI to try and get his principal fired.
Baltimore County Police arrested Dazon Darian on Thursday and said he used generative AI to fake a racist rant that sounded like the Pikesville High School principal. The AI software cloned Principal Eric Eiswert making racist and anti-Semitic comments, but it was all deep faked. Eiswert was briefly suspended, but experts reviewing the recording said it had a flat tone, unusually clean background noises, and a lack of consistent breathing sounds. The police stated that they believed Mr. Darian, the athletic director, made the recording to retaliate against Mr. Eiswert, who at the time was investigated for mishandling of school funds. U.S. lawmakers have filed but not yet passed several bills to prevent these kind of fakes in the future. I'm Chuck Palm.
We've got some southbound delays on I-15 from Provo into Springville because of a crash that's blocking, I think, the two left-hand lanes. We'll check that coming up next on KSL.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic.
When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Dave and Dejanovic.
One person described it like this. I like having 1,000 one-minute conversations. So often we think we've got to dive in head first and know everything before we can speak on something. No, we can have a bunch of little conversations.
There's more than one opinion, and more than one opinion or viewpoint matters. I want our listeners to walk away from the show knowing that more than one opinion is valid.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Boy, it looks like the rain's coming down again downtown. Let's see if that's affecting the traffic. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Well, it's definitely having an impact with slowdowns on I-15 from 21st South up to the 6th South exit. We've got some Redwood delays this morning again up the hill from 400 South up to I-80. And the 21st South freeway backed up out in the Magna stretch, but prior to Magna, kind of in the Kennecott stretch because of the rain. Heather?
We still have delays southbound I-15 between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of that is wet road conditions. You also have delays if you're out in the Clinton-West Point area, and that is going to be on 2000 West, both northbound and southbound. Eric.
Southbound I-15 crash in Springville just past 1400 North, blocking off the HOV and a couple of left lanes. So we only have a couple of left lanes, a couple of right lanes getting through there. And that is backing things up pretty quickly into Provo. You're going to see the delays as you go past the just past University Avenue. Now, if you're northbound, really no problems in Utah County. And the major feeders getting over to the freeway north of Utah Lake aren't really suffering as much as you do on many weekday mornings. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockcourts.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got some wet weather dialed up for today. Look for a high of 58 degrees. Chance for showers and thunderstorms looking likely. Overnight, 45 with showers. We'll go 53 tomorrow, chance for rain, and then partly cloudy, 61 by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Look at that rain coming down. I mean, it's Prince worthy. Purple rain, yes indeed. Right now downtown, it's 49 degrees, and coming up in a moment, we'll meet an 80-year-old competitor at the fencing championships in Salt Lake City. That's just ahead here on KSL, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
This Friday, join KSL News Radio and NPS from 10 to 1 as the movie show stops by. Then, browse and uncover what makes NPS so great. With four locations, NPS takes a new inventory every day. Then, they check all competitors' retail pricing before marking items down 20 to 70% off. You're invited to visit the movie show this Friday from 10 to 1. And that's the first step to discovering NPS. Visit NPSstore.com to begin your own NPS adventure. NPSstore.com.
NPS has brand name products with savings of 30 to 70% off every single day. NPS.
Dave and Debbie.
I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dujanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dujanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
LA might be getting their high-speed rail done in time for their Olympic Games, but in Utah, we don't have any high-speed rail projects in the works. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, the Salt Lake City School District says plans to inform students about the new bathroom law are back on. Third, traffic and weather together.
South 15, we got lanes blocked out to the left, and so I-15 is backed up going south from Provo into Springville. We've also got northbound slowdowns coming into downtown Salt Lake because of wet road conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth, the KSL Traffic Center.
Looking stormy for the first half of the weekend, then clearing into next week. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 49 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. And let's get a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense lawyers in Donald Trump's hush money trial are cross-examining former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has been testifying on the stand about his efforts to protect Trump from negative stories ahead of the 2016 election. Current President Joe Biden in New York for a fundraiser last night. This morning is talking with SiriusXM host Howard Stern as part of a live interview. Reaction continuing to come in to the reversal of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Here's ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
They found that these overturning of these criminal convictions for sexual assault really speaks to the fact that the criminal justice system doesn't understand the nuances in sexual assault cases. Consent is a very big issue, but it's a very complicated issue that can't be ruled on in this way.
Hundreds of arrests on college campuses this week. Students protesting continued military action and Israeli occupation of Gaza. Today was the deadline for Columbia students to disperse. This is ABC News.
Fencing's national championships are taking place this week right here in Salt Lake City. We caught up with an 80-year-old competitor who spent all day yesterday competing.
The event that I was in today was the Veteran 80 FA, which is to say 80-year-olds in a poke fest stabbing each other. I'm 79 and 9 months. I'm almost 80, but because of the way the world is organized and their calendars and such, I'm in the 80s as far as they're concerned. We finished sometime around 6:30. To be exact, I'm a little bit stiff. You know, a 17-year-old can bounce around and, you know, do multiple events. But 80-year-olds, it's a little bit harder on us.
Jonathan Jeffrey says the competition was tight.
There were eight of us in the 80s, okay? I know that doesn't sound like a big competition, but figure these guys are all 80 years old. Not only that, but they don't give up nothing. They fight for tooth and nail the entire time. But so I had seven guys I had to fight, and I lost twice and won five times in pools. A pool game is five touches. First person to make five touches wins.
How incredible is that? He says overall it ended well.
And like I say, because there were only eight of us and they give medals out to the eight, I got a medal. it's a bit funny.
I just love that story. You know, my mom took part in the Transplant Olympics. Have you ever heard of those? For people who have been the recipient of a transplant, she got a kidney transplant, and she was in the Transplant Olympics in Los Angeles. So this is probably 30 years ago. My dad played table tennis until he was 90. I think it's just wonderful. That, by the way, that competition, the Fencing National Championships, continues through the weekend, and the event will help choose the final team members who go on to compete at the Paris Olympics this summer. Thank you for sharing that story with us, and good luck to all the competitors. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 8:49 now, traffic and weather together. We've got some weather for sure. Brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, North 15, slow and go coming into downtown from about 21st South to the 6th South exit. We still have Redwood delays. Again, similar to what we had earlier this week, although not because of a fuel spill this time. The backups go from 500 South all the way up to the I-80 overpass. Heather?
We have a pretty good drive in Weber Davis County. Aside from the wet road conditions, you still have a lot of spray kicking up from tires, and that's going to be the thing that slows people down the most as they're having to leave extra space between themselves and the car in front for safety reasons, and enough traffic that'll just slow you down under normal circumstances, even on dry roads, between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
Southbound I-15, we've got a crash in Springfield at just past 1400 North between that and the 400 South exit. And we've got an HOV and two left lanes blocked off. And that is backing things up towards University Avenue in Provo. Northbound I-15 looks solid throughout the county. And if you're out into the mountains, you've got still got a westbound crash at the East Canyon exit on I-80. And from time to time, we're seeing slowing through there. That crash is off to the left-hand side. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We've got a wet 24 hours ahead of us. 58 degrees today with thunderstorms likely. 53 tomorrow, chance for showers. Clearing out on your Sunday, 61 partly cloudy. 68 partly cloudy skies for your Monday. In the next week, we'll keep it in the upper 60s for Tuesday, mostly sunny. And then the temperatures return to the 70s Wednesday and Thursday, both highs in the mid and upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's actually cooled down since I got in early this morning. Right now it's 48 degrees and we do have some light rain falling downtown. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. This will be an interesting weekend for political junkies because we have both the Republican and the Democratic conventions going on in Utah this weekend. So that means that some of the candidates who are running for various offices will be taken off the ballot, taken out of the running. Of course, some of them are going to be on the ballot through other means other than convention. But this is going to be interesting. I heard the leaders of both parties say that they have a lot of first-time delegates this weekend. People have never taken this active of a role in the political process, and that will always make it interesting. But KSL will be there. We'll be there at both conventions, and we'll have all the highlights for you, not only over the weekend, but Monday morning on KSL, we'll share with you. There's always something interesting that happens at these conventions. I'm sure this year will be no exception. So join us Monday morning here on KSL News Radio. The markets have headed back up after a rough day yesterday. We'll take another look at money news just ahead.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. My wife and I are the parents of six wonderful kids, and now we have two beautiful grandkids. We raised our kids right here in Utah and have always felt like Utah is the best place in America to have a family. More than anything, I'm running for Congress to make sure that doesn't change. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Set the hook on savings with the Shields Fishing Sale event now through April 28th, in-store and online. Peer into the depths with electronics from Garmin and Lowrance. Protect yourself from the sun with clothing from Hook and Sims, and rig your boat with a trolling motor from Minn Kota. Our passionate Shields fishing experts are ready to prepare you for your next fishing adventure. Buy with confidence, knowing you have everything you need for that next hook set at Shields and Shields.com.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Microsoft made bank this quarter, taking in a profit boost of 20%. The tech company is fighting an arms race over AI with other booming rivals like Google and Meta. Microsoft hauled in almost $62 billion. Southwest is exiting 4 airports and dropping other costs. The airline showed struggling profit numbers compared to other airlines. The Wall Street Journal says one reason is the company will receive only 20 of the 79 Boeing planes it ordered for this year. Two of the world's biggest mining companies might merge in a deal worth almost $40 billion. The Wall Street Journal reports that diamond and copper mining group Anglo American is considering whether to take a buyout deal from its rival BHP. It could shake up the clean energy industry, which relies heavily on copper. All right, let's get a look at the markets after we had sort of a rough day. Well, not sort of. We had a rough day yesterday. Today, the markets are headed back up. The Dow is up 129. That's 0.3%. We're at 38,215. The S&P is up 55. That's 1.1%. The Nasdaq's up, holy cow, the Nasdaq's up 328. That is 2.1%. Wow, that's interesting. We'll follow that, of course, on KSL. And we'll also take another look at traffic and weather in just a moment. We had southbound delays on I-15 from the Provo to Springville area because of a crash. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, 4 and collar stretch shirts, 3 ties, 1 mission belt, 1 pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
Trail mix, beef jerky, mixing all the soda flavors at the gas station soda machine. Snacks are better on the road. The gas is better when it's top tier. And the pit stop is better when there's a dinosaur there. Love the filler moments at a Sinclair gas station near you with DinoCare, our top-tier gasoline. Some sweet and salty snacks for the commute and a big green dino for the memories. Find a gas station near you at SinclairOil.com. Sinclair, fill up your life.
A stranger with a gun fires on 2 teens, shattering lives. But that's only the beginning of this story. Listen to The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And how's it looking now, Andy?
Still have that I-15 delay between 21st South and the 6th South exit, and backups on Redwood Road northbound in Salt Lake City, trying to get to I-80 from about 500 South. Out in Tooele County, the rain has stopped a little bit, at least not coming down as hard as it was, and so looking a little bit better on I-80 in Lake Point. Heather?
The biggest delay for Weber and Davis County drivers is southbound I-15 between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. Most of that slowing is due to the heavy rain that was falling in downtown. Eric?
Well, we've still got slowdowns from Provo into Springville because of a crash that happened just past 1400 north. The HOV and two left lanes still blocked off, and so you're going to have some extra wait time if you're heading down towards Springville and Spanish Fork. Northbound I-15 does look good, though, trying to get up to Salt Lake County. And we do have some slowing in other spots in the county. University Parkway, for instance, in Orem between State Street and the freeway. And on 2100 north, though not as bad as usual, you do have some eastbound delays getting from Redwood Road heading over to I-15. Into the mountains, I-80 still got a crash westbound at the East Canyon exit, still over on the left-hand side, but not causing delays at the moment. For over 30 years, Replenished Landscape delivers the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenished is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenishedcompost.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the rain is coming in waves, isn't it? It was really heavy for a little bit there, and now it looks like it's backed off. But we have rain off and on for the next 24 hours, maybe some thunderstorms as well. We'll have a high temperature today of 57 degrees, and right now downtown it's 48 degrees.